That's all. Good.
Not Bruce anymore?
No.
No.
Welcome, everyone. Welcome, everyone, to an historic occasion. It is the Siyum on Talmud Yerushalmi by the only English-speaking Daf Yomi Yerushalmi Shir, led by Rabbi Yosef Gavriel Bechofer. Rabbi Bechofer has guided this shir through his brilliance during these past 4+ years. This shir was under the auspices of the Furmi Noble Knight Kollel of the Beis Medrash LaTorah. And we, the members of the shir, want to thank the yeshiva for this truly wonderful shir. In 1980, the Ger Rebbe, the late Simcha Zichrono Livracha, introduced to the Knesiyah HaGdola the idea of learning Yerushalmi through the method of Daf Yomi. This format established a frame of reference for anyone who wanted to embark upon the study of Yerushalmi and made it an attainable goal over a period of approximately 51 months. The Leib Simcha's suggestion was adopted by the Gudas Yisrael and was the impetus for our shir in Chicago. We want to extend a warm welcome to all of the Rabbonim and the Rosh Yeshiva who are in attendance. We also want to wish a special Baruch Haba to Harav Besser from New York, who is the Vice President of Agudas Yisrael of America, a member of the Nesios of Agudas Yisrael, and the Chairman Emeritus of the Daf Yomi Commission. Your presence, Rav Besser, is greatly appreciated. Our program will begin with the saying of Tehillim, Pasuk by Pasuk, with Rabbi Bechofer, followed by the communal recitation of Achenu Kol Beis Yisrael.
Shir malos mi mama kim kosi adonai. Adonai shima bekoli tien oznecho kashuvos bekol tachnunai. Im abonos tishmoya adonai mi ama. Im chas licho leman tiboret. Yirisi Adonai kipso nafshi v'lid v'lo hocholti. Nafshi l'Adonai mi shomrim l'boker, shomrim l'boker. Yachel Yisrael El Adonai, Kim Adonai Acheser Valdei Mofidu. Hu Yifdes Yisrael Mikol Abonoso.
Thank you.
I want to first read a greetings extended by the Novominska Rebbe, the Rosh Agudas Yisrael, who was unable to attend these proceedings. And his letter states, Kovana Chabura Chashuva Be'ir Chicago, Lomed Hayushalmi, those people, Chashuva gathering in Chicago, those of learning Yerushalmi, Roshra HaRav HaGon HaMufla, Rav Gabriel Yosef Bechoff HaShlita, Shefa Shlomim V'yesh HaRav, Samachti L'Shemoa, I was overjoyed to hear, Ki Higatem Be'ezras HaShem, L'Siyum Talmud Yerushalmi B'Limud Daf HaYomi, that you reached, with the help of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the completion of the Talmud Yerushalmi through the format of the Daf HaYomi. As was announced by the Ger Rebbe, the Leiv Simcha, at the Knesiyah Gdola in Yerushalayim, in excess of 20 years ago. Ashreichem, Ashrei Chelko Shal Magid Shir Harab Bechofer Shlita. Happy be to you and your lot, and especially the lot of the Magid Shir, Rabbi Bechofer, Shizachisim L'Isamel, that you merited to toil, V'L'Isamek, and to plumb the depths of the Talmudo de Eretz Yisrael, the study of the Talmud Yerushalmi. V'hi Ratzon, it may be the will of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shitosifu Chayo B'Limudchem, L'Hagdil Torah V'Yadir, may you continue from strength in the course of your learning, grow. And through this, may this extend a merit to you and to all of Yisrael, who befrat and especially, but Eis Hazos, at this particular time, Shezekukim Anu L'Rachme Shumayim Merubim L'Am Hashem HaShochem Etzion, where we are especially are in need of the Rachmim of Hashem to the multitude of Rachmim of Hashem to the nation of Hashem that is dwelling in Sion. Bebirchas Mazel Tov, B'chol Tuv Sela, Yaakov Perlo, Rabbi Perlo, the Novominska Rebbe. At this point, I want to introduce Mr. Abe Sova, the co-president of the Beis Medrash of Lincolnwood, to extend us some short greetings.
On behalf of our Rav, Rav Chaim Twersky, who was not able to attend today because he's Baruch Hashem recuperating from a surgery, that guy's doing better, and all the members of Beis Medrash, we want to thank everyone that we were able to host such a auspicious and momentous event in our Beis Medrash. We want to thank everyone for coming. We want to give also special recognition to Rabbi Bechoff, who starts early in the morning with Talmud, Bavli, goes to late at night studying Talmud Yerushalmi, and Baruch Hashem, there are only two versions of the Talmud, because I don't know where you find time for any others. So, go after all your good work, and may you go, L'chol L'chol, good luck on your future moves.
Thank you, Mr. Sova. It is my pleasure to introduce the members of the Shir, who will each give a brief address to the Kahal. And our first speaker from the Shir will be Mr. Joel Zuger.
This is not as long as it seems. I get kind of nervous, so I write the thing out. We thank Rabbi Bechofer for taking time to prepare not only for the Rishalmi, but also for the Bavli, and the afternoon chair in the Ramban, and also for Kehelas, and the Halakha chair on Sunday. I didn't attend the chairs on Sunday as I ran out of energy much faster than Rabbi Bechofer. We also thank Rebbetzin Bechhofer for allowing him to do it and probably helping him with it. We also wish to thank Rabbi Twersky for allowing us to use his synagogue for the Shir Nesim. My command of Aramaic and Hebrew is not very good, so I'll only give my general impressions and conclusions of some of the differences between the Rishalmi and the Bavli. If you find these not entirely correct, it's because I didn't have to understand. I just like having to talk in front of a lot of people because I don't like to make my mistakes public. A problem, unfortunately, that is encouraged in our education system, but that is not for now. The Rishalmi is more to my liking because of the logic presented without much mysticism. There is no mention of shading as there is in the Babli. I have my opinions about that, which I got from Rabbi Moshe Soloveitchik, but that also is for not for now. In Rishalmi in the Sefer Nida, there is only a practical discussion of what Anita is and how to determine what different signs of women signify in order to indicate that they are Anidot. There is a discussion of miscarriages, technically the medical term is natural abortion, and how it affects the status of the possible Bechor. The Babli, on the other hand, not only discusses this, but also goes into an idealistic foray exploring the possible but very improbable events on Tuma. In one section discovers all sorts of possibilities of Tuma and how many times a month a woman has to go to the mikveh. In one case it was suggested she just go there and stay in there all month. The Babli has a great deal more agadita than the Rishalmi. In my opinion, the Rishalmi uses the Gadita only when it needs to clarify an issue discussed in Halakha. The Rishalmi has a complete Seder on Zerim. Not only does the Rishalmi have Masechta Berachot, but the Rishalmi also has Masechtas on Peya, Gemai, Kalayim, Shavis, Trumot, Maserot, Masasheni, Kala, Orla, and Bikurim. The Babli has Berachot as the only complete Masechta in Zerair. The other topics are spread throughout the Babli Talmud. We came to the conclusion that the Rishalmi was more concerned with these topics because they were living in Eretz Yisrael. Shemitah doesn't affect all, it's just Eretz Yisrael. Although we do have to be careful about the fruits and vegetables that come from Israel in the Shemitah year. The Rishalmi is more practical, and who knows how it would have finally turned out if they had more than 150 years to edit the Talmud. We are a small, slow, deliberate people who wander over the earth, affecting everyone around us. Perhaps someday we will have the Gedolim who will finish editing the Rishalmi. However, since it's the oral law, by definition, no amount of editing on the Rishalmi or Babli can ever be final, until, of course, the Mashiach comes.
Our next speaker is Dr. David Spindell, and Dr. Spindell is the one who may set the attendance record for being at practically every shir that Rabbi Bechhofer gave in Chicago. Dr. Spindell.
Rishus, Rav Besser, Rav Bechhofer, Rav Sender, all the distinguished Rabbanim were for our side. Growing up in the Bronx, I never in my wildest dreams would I have thought that I'd be standing here tonight having the schus of not only having finished the Daf Yomi Bavli, but also the Yerushalmi. For this, I say, Shechiyonu v'kimonu v'kiyonu l'zman hazeh. I have to give Shevach v'hadar, number one, to Hashem Yisparach, for giving me the health and strength to reach this day. Number two, to my wife, my Ezer Kenegdo, Rachel, as well as my daughter and son-in-law, Rabbi and Mrs. Yosef Misbacher of Eretz Yisrael, for encouraging me to devote 1.5 hours, 4 nights a week for 4.5 years to come to this date, this night tonight. And Achron Achron Chovid to Rabbi Beckhofer for not only teaching the daf, but also making it understandable and enjoyable to me, especially when the gersos were all messed up. What made the Daf Yomi even more exciting and challenging was that on some cold, snowy, wintry Chicago nights, the shiur actually became a chavusa, since I was the only Talmud there. There are a few interesting comments that the Yerushalmi made which are meaningful to me, and I'd like to share them with you. And Horios, Daf Yud Ches Amud Beis, the Gemara speaks of the time that Moshe Rabbeinu was up on Har Sinai for 40 days and 40 nights. He was taught the Torah in the daytime, and he promptly forgot the Torah that night and had to be taught it again. And this occurred for 40 nights, 40 days and 40 nights. The Gemara asks, why did that happen? And the answer is, Bishpil Ahachsiris Atipshim. So there's hope for even someone like me. Horios Yates Amud Beis. Anything that you learn is good. Now we all know that's a valuable pedagogical principle that we all learn on different levels. But the main objective is that we learn. And that's what the Gemara, I think, is saying. As an Ohev Eretz Yisrael, I've always appreciated the nationalistic Israeli flavor of the Yerushalmi. An excellent example of this is when the Gemara advises a town that is looking for a Rav to seek out the Rav from either Lud or Tveria. Somehow it blatantly omits any Rabban Darin Chutzlaris, such as the Bavel. At this time, I would like to personally and publicly thank Rabbi Beckhofer for enabling me to learn not only Bavli and Yerushalmi, but also Navi, Nefesh HaChaim, Emuna B'Hashkafa, Erevin, Bigdei Sheish, and, of course, Rav Tzadok. My wife and I wish you continued success as you move on to greater challenges. Our loss is New York's gain. I speak for the entire share by saying we will miss you. Tzeischem l'shalom.
Although I am the next scheduled speaker, we have a guest with us, Rav Chaim Cohen from New York, who has a tight schedule and he has to leave early. And we want to accommodate his schedule. Rav Chaim Cohen has an unusual connection to the Yerushalmi in that he was the first Magid Shir of the Daf Yomi Yerushalmi when the cycle started in 1980. It is my particular pleasure to introduce Rav Chaim Cohen.
Chazal tell us, Hashem mitzad egolo kenamu. A person doesn't really know where he is himself is leading to. I didn't dream either to end up here on this table at the seal of the Daf HaYomi in English of Yerushalmi. And it's a very, very nice thing. The Baruch Hashem should help that you matliach and have the seal many times again by the Hashem, the business ship that came on. Now, I read just by the introduction of Rabbi Beckhofer,
let him clarify something up front. I'm not a Gevur Chosid. Let me tell you something. I am a Gevur Chosid. There's nothing wrong with being a Gevur Chosid or a Gevur Chosid. But the death statement, nevertheless, is a very true and good statement, because what it's meant to say is that in order to learn Talmud Yerushalmi, one does not have to be associated with a particular group. Like today, Daf Yomi, generally speaking, is not only something that people who associate themselves with Agudat Yisrael are doing, but people generally speaking, or Mechadim in the Torah anyway. So this is true for Daf Yomi Yisrael. Daf Yomi for Shalom Yisrael. Now, something else which I want to tell you is an interesting note. Namely, I was personally there at the time, and I guess a guest or two, when the Lefunkas Chaim Lebrocha announced that he would like to see people learning Yerushalmi. The original idea wasn't to learn Daf Yomi, even though that he made a gematria, and the gematria was that Daf Shel Sfine, where it says in the Gemara in Goron, Daf Shel Sfine, so on which Rameh Shapiro based himself to say that Daf Shel Sfine, that board of boat, so to say, that we hold, that we're holding ourselves to, is the Daf HaYomi, like Rameh Shapiro used to say. So onto this, the Simcha added the Daf Shel Sfine b'Gematria Zeru Tom Yerushalmi. That's what he said. That's the Gematria, because he used to have a trick with Gematria. But nevertheless, in his original suggestion, he did not mention Daf Yomi at all. He said people should start from Talmud Yerushalmi. In fact, people who are Talmud Chachomim with more time, they should spend more time with it. And those people living in Chutz Lo'aretz, for sure they should learn Talmud Yerushalmi. They should be mekayim what it says, Zichru es Yerushalayim Mirochay. So that's what he said then. And then, in order to give it more for format, they established the Daf Yomi of Talmud Yerushalmi. So that's what it came about. And I think, even though it's true that the establishment of Daf HaYomi, even in Yerushalmi, is a very good format, but on the other hand, it deters people to learn. We are talking about Yerushalmi in particular, because it's difficult to cover one Daf. So, Chas v'Shalom, I don't want to weaken Rabbi Becker Hashia, no way, but maybe there would be room to add to your Shia another Shia, where you do not necessarily have it done with the format of Daf HaYomi, but you do it on a floor plate, even sometimes twice a week, or once a week, even on Shabbat, something of that sort, and people get used to learning. That's just a practical suggestion. Now, something else that I just may take a minute of your time, and this is, there were differences mentioned between the Talmud Yerushalmi and the Talmud Bavli. It is true that the Talmud Yerushalmi was edited about 150 years earlier than the Talmud Bavli. But it wasn't really completely edited, it was cut in the middle, because Rabbi Yochanan, who was the editor of Talmud Yerushalmi, edited it, but it wasn't really completed later on. So therefore we do not have the Shaki Beretaria so much as we have it in Bavli. And in addition, there is a lot of Talmud Yerushalmi which we do not have. And therefore it might very well be that, for example, Shadim are mentioned in Talmud Yerushalmi, just that we do not have it, because like Talmud Yerushalmi and Kodesh, which Tosfos had, we do not have, it was mentioned over there. But in addition, also I think something important of the Talmud Yerushalmi is Ki Yudua, Rabbi Yochanan and Resh Lakish. Those two were the first, or not the first, were the classic counterpart to each other, what we call Tzadikim Gemurim and Balei Tshuva. Rabbi Yochanan was a tzadik, or Ki Yudua, the Gemara says that just looking at him, people who do tshuva. And Resh Lakish, the Gemara says before he did tshuva, he was Rosh Biryoni, he was he was a gang leader, as you call it in modern American English. And then he did shiva, and he became whatever he became. So there is an idea in Talmud Yerushalmi that we see always, Gemara already quoted in Bavikam, in Bavli, Avot, Tan Yerushalmoyet, Vishni Kilinokat. He He's saying a loshen kotzer, an easier loshen. The Talmud Roshan is supposed to be easier, even, not more difficult. Lishne klile, lishne loshen kotzer noka. It seems to be that the Talmud Roshan has that koyach in itself of the koyach of tshuva. We know that it says in Sorin that Taki, this is true, that the Talmud Roshan is that very Talmud, similar to what we find in Sifrei Kabbalah, that Zohar Kodesh was supposed to be Nisgale before the coming of Moshiach, so the learning of Roshan is also that very limit that is Marzi Yidin B'tshuva before Moshiach is coming. So Roshan Halton, like Mavis Torev, the Rabbin, many people together, and not only Talmud Roshan, Talmud Bavel, Mitzchon, but also the Mikola Terekir. Thank you very much.
My name is Mayor McGenzie, and it's my pleasure to address you now. I do want to discuss some of the differences between the Bavli and the Yerushalmi, and there are some differences in names, language, and sometimes logic and concepts. With regards to the names, we find that Tanayim are the same between the Bavli and the Yerushalmi. And the Mishnayos are basically the same, except for occasional switches in who said what. On one occasion, I forgot exactly which Masechta, the view of Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel is reversed from what we find in the Bavli. The Bavli and Yerushalmi have different statements as to what Beis Shammai said, what Beis Hillel said. Is it a mistake in the text? I don't know, but that's one interesting point. Also, for example, in the Yerushalmi Nida, the Chesamad Aleph, which is Perek Bey's Mishnah Hay, the opinions of Akavia ben Mahalalel and the Chachamim are reversed from the Bavli as to the Halacha of Dam Yorok. Also a difference. And there is actually a very interesting difference in the oft-cited Mishnah of Rabbi Hananiah ben Akasha, which is usually cited as a prelude to a Kaddish Dirabbanan. In the Bavli Makos, Daf Chav Gimel, Amud Beis, it says, Ratzo HaKadosh Baruch Hu Zakos Es Yisrael. But in Shalmi Makos, it's a little bit different. Daf Tes Amud Beis, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Yud Gimel, it says, Rabbi Hananiah ben Akasha Omar Ratzo HaMokom Baruch Hu. And Rabbi Bechhofer explained this distinction between the two. The question is, what is the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? How do we refer to him? Is his name HaKadosh Baruch Hu? All three words making up the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem. And that would be the view of the Bavli. Whereas the Rishami says, his name is HaKadosh or HaMakom, and along with it we have an adjective of Baruch Hu. The early Amoraim, Rav Shmuel, Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish, as Rabbi Cohen mentioned, are the same and are cited in the Yerushalmi. The names of the great Amoraim in the Bavli, Rav and Abayi, don't appear in the Yerushalmi. A name that appears often in the Yerushalmi but not in the Bavli in that same form is Rebbe Law, or also was a Rebbe Bun. These names do not appear in the Bavli in this form. Is it one of the other well-known Amoraim? There, of course, is no Rashi or Tosfos of almost no Rishonim. Instead, you rely on the Pnei Moshe, the Korban Eidah, Rav Chaim Kanievsky's explanation, which stops somewhere in the middle of Moed, and other distinguished Talmidei Chachamim. With regard to language, I'm going to defer that discussion for another time due to the time. But with regard to logic and concepts, we find in the Bavli the concept of the phrasing of Gufa, where the Gemara uses that to tell us we are reanalyzing a matter. Or teku denotes that a resolution to a specific question cannot be found. Or tiyufta de Rebbe Ploni tiyufta denotes that we have determined that a particular viewpoint has not withstood our careful questioning. These terms are not found in the Yerushalmi. And we find some differences also with regard to the logic. For example, Meseches Klayim, Daf Lamed Ches Mabez, that's Perek Ches Mishneh Gimel. The Gemara seeks to establish that just like an Egyptian is barred from marrying a Jew until the third generation, so too is a Libyan. And what is the proof? A Pol HaMitzri, a type of bean, is called a Libyan bean when wet, an Egyptian bean when dry. So the Gemara says, by logic, continuing on with that, that the rule barring an Egyptian from marrying a Jew until the third generation also applies to the Libyan, based upon how we refer to a certain type of being. Another very interesting example is Maseches Challot, Daf Tes Amud Beis, Perek Aleph Mishneh Vav. Rav Yehuda ben Pazi, in the name of Rabbi Chanan, in the name of Rabbi Shmuel bar Rav Yitzchak, says that a person performs 10 mitzvos when he eats a piece of bread. What are the 10 mitzvos? Lo sachrosh klayim, shouldn't plow with mixed animals. Lo sizra klayim, shouldn't have mixed seeds. Lo sachsom, shor b'disho, leket shikha peya truma maiso risho maiso sheni achal. By eating a piece of bread, you're mekayim these 10 mitzvos. Now what is interesting about this is that Rabbi Yehuda is saying that by avoiding the performance of an iser, you perform a mitzvah. And also, by participating in that culminating act of eating a piece of bread, Rabbi Yehuda ben Pazi deems anyone to have participated in all the actions that led up to the bread making. And that is why he said you fulfilled 10 mitzvahs. Versus Mababli Kedusha, Daf Lamed Tesam Beis, where a brisa is cited that says, Yashav v'lo avar avera, person sat and did not do an avera, nosnim lo schar ke'osa mitzvah. You give him a reward as if he did a mitzvah, which is apparently like the Rishonim. However, Rava explains that this case refers to shebo avera liyado, that an opportunity came to do an avera, and he didn't. That is not according to the Yerushalmi. Another interesting difference. Typically, we view halacha as establishing or being koveya what the rule is in a certain case or in a certain mitzvah. There's an interesting Yerushalmi where the halacha actually is koveya the mitzvah. The halacha determines what the facts are. In Maseches Ksuvos Daf, Dalet Amud Aleph, that's Perek Aleph Mishneh Beis, and this is also mentioned in Sota, and also, I believe, mentioned in the Dharma, but I'm not certain about that last site. Rabbi Avin states that in relations with a girl under 3 years and one day, her besulim return. If the Bezdin changes the month from being a chaser of 29 days to a mole 30 days, and because of the full month, the girl reaches age 3 and a day, one day later, and she loses her besulim on this last day, which has now been declared to be part of the old month, her besulim will return. If Besdin did not make that date into part of the old month, instead declares the old month to be a chaser, her besulim will not return because she is older than 3 years and one day. The rule of Beis Din here, then, has a physiological difference in this girl, according to Rebbe Avin. And sort of on the lighter side, find Maseches Klayim, Daf Mem Beis Amud Beis, that's Perek Tes Mishneh Gimel, says Reb Chagai was 80 years old when he did a specific chesed. And because of that, his years were doubled, and he lived until 160 years old. So maybe we should be wishing people out Mea B'Shishim instead of Mea B'Esher. The Gemara in the Dorm, Daf Lamed Zayin Amud Beis, that's Perek Yud Aleph Mishneh Gimel, says, in the Bavli, when it talks about Tovas Hanoah, it refers to the ability of a person to give his Truma or Meiser to any Kohen or Levi he chooses. Therefore, in the Bavli Kedushin, the question then becomes whether this Tovas Hanoah, this benefit, is money for purposes of being Mekadosh a woman. In the Yerushalmi, according to the Mashbiach, the term means something else. The Mashbiach explains that Tovas Hanoah means, in Yerushalmi, the right to have the Kohen or Levi pay for the Truma or the Meiser that they are getting. Rabbi Yossi ben Chanina says you can force them to pay, and Rabbi Yochanan says you cannot force them to pay. But both agree that you can give it to any Kohen or Levi you choose. Sechas Chagiga Daf Zayinam et Alf is Perak Alf Mishnah Ches. Three Rabbanim, Rabbi Chizkiah, Rabbi Dustern, Rabbi Avaber Bar Zamina say that Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi wrote a note vouching for the greatness of Rabbi Lozer. And what was this greatness according to Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi? She'eno Bosh Lomar Lo Shomati. He was not ashamed to say that he did not hear the halacha from his Rebbe. Therefore, he was not afraid to say he did not know, which is a lesson for all of us. And a corollary to this is Yerushalmi Nida Daf Tesamet Aleph Perek Beis Mishneh Zayin. Rabbi Chanina did not want to say over any halacha he heard unless he heard it from his Rebbe three times. Related to yesterday's Kriyas Torah, Maseches Sanhedrin, Daf Mem Ches Amud Beis, that's Perek Tes Mishneh Zayin. And I found, noticed yesterday that Rav Menachem Kasher and his Torah Shleim happens to cite this Yerushalmi also. The Mishnah states, Habola Laramis, Kanoim Pogimbo. He who has relations with a non-Jewish woman, the Kanoim will bother him. The Gemara does relate that when Pinchas saw what Zimri was doing, he remembered this halacha. But the Yerushalmi says, Pinchas acted shelo baratzon chachomim. Rabbi Yehuda adds on that the chachomim wanted to put Pinchas in nidui, but they did not because of kofsa, a law of Ruach HaKodesh. Because the Ruach HaKodesh quickly ascended onto Pinchas at that point. So we see that the actions of Pinchas were not universally lauded. And I just want to conclude with the final example, Maseches Brachos, Daf Chesamet Aleph, that's Perek Aleph Mishneh Beis, it says, in the Bavli it says that we learn Torah Lishma, and Lishma means we learn Torah with the proper intentions. Yerushalmi says, Torah Lishma means to learn Torah in order to do mitzvahs. And Rabbi Bechofer cited the Kotzker, who said that the Yerushalmi interprets Lishma literally. Lishma means for its name. And Torah, what is the name of Torah? Torah's Chaim. So accordingly, Yerushalmi says, you have to learn Torah according to its name, which is Torah's Chaim, which is for doing mitzvahs. May we all be zocha to learn Torah Lishma according to the Bavli and the Yerushalmi. I just want to briefly thank a few people. First to Rabbi Bechofer, whose animated and energetic personality kept me going throughout all the sublime discussions in Maseches Klayim. His harifus was so evident in the Yerushalmi sugya in Sochim of Rabbi Chanina Skana Kohanim, but this is one sugya among many sugyas. It just so happens Rabbi Chanina Skana Kohanim stands out in my mind, both Bavli and Yerushalmi. And his bekiyas was always evident in always being able to compare and contrast the Bavli to the Yerushalmi. He made the shiurim, which began on March 13, 1997, a thought-provoking and enriching Torah experience. Thank you very much, Rabbi Dachoff. Second, I want to thank my wife, Cheryl, who has always been so supportive of my desire to learn, including going to the Yerushalmi Shiurim, even as it impinged upon our time together. I have to ask Mechila from her and my children, as there were many times that plans were altered, events were cut short, and homework rescheduled to accommodate my attendance at the Shiurim. Whatever schar I may have earned from this Limud HaTorah, this schar truly belongs to my wife. Lastly, I want to thank my father, Rabbi Abram Magenzie, and my in-laws, Reverend Noah and Marilyn Wolf, for their constant encouragement of my Torah learning. My father-in-law's sagacious advice has always guided me through the maze that life presents. My in-laws also deserve a public thanks for co-sponsoring today's event, together with the Beis Medrash LaTorah, and my brother-in-law and sister-in-law, Dr. and Mrs. Dove Zephyr. Thank you very much. The Yeshiva Beis Medrash LaTorah in Skokie sponsored this Yerushalmi Shir as a co-sponsor of today's event. For these, we, the members of the Yerushalmi Shir, want to take this opportunity to thank the Yeshiva. And speaking on behalf of the Yeshiva to bring us to Divrei Bracha, I'm honored to introduce Rabbi Jerry Eisenberg, the Chancellor.
When I was growing up, the only time I saw the Yerushalmi being learned was when I had the schlus to watch my father after he had made a siyum many, many, many times on different mesaftos and gone through shas in Bavli, and he started to learn and make siyumim and mesaftos in the Yerushalmi. And he said to me that it was a natural transition and a progression that should be followed. That was the only time I saw it until I watched this shir. It was a great schus for us, and on behalf of the yeshiva, we want to publicly thank and wish mazel tov to Rabbi Beckhofer and the members of the shir, because it enriched us as much as the shir enriched them. Especially the last year or so, when the shir was being held in the yeshiva, it was wonderful to see in the evening, to see Balabatim coming to learn, driven to learn, through snow, through lousy weather, always being there, and the shir constantly going on. It was a great schus for us. It's a wonderful thing for the community. And we wish Rabbi Beckhofer much hatzlacha in the future. We wish all the members of the shir much hatzlacha as they continue their limudim. And as they were an example to many of the Talmidim in the yeshiva, we hope that we will be able to continue that example in the learning in the yeshiva, and the opportunity for Balabatim to come and learn in the yeshiva, and for everyone to be able, lahagdil Torah, lahadira. Thank you.
As I indicated earlier, it is our distinct pleasure to be honored by the presence of Rav Besser. Aside from his distinguished roles with the Agudas Yisrael of America, Rav Besser is a rav in the Upper West Side of Manhattan, and my father-in-law, Reb Noah Wolf, informed me that he was zochet to attend the Daf Yomi Shir given by Rav Besser. That I believe Rav Besser has a Chicago connection, as he is a mechutin with a Rav Sender, and who also will address us, and now present a Rav Besser.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, and I want to greet you all, and I'm very happy to participate here at the Siyum of Yerushalmi. I spoke Friday with my grandson Yerushalayim, one of my two who learns in Yeshiva. I told him I'm going to Chicago, so immediately he said, oh, that's the only Yerushalmi here in the world in English. So you see, you're very famous. I didn't want the world to say that it's only here in English in the world. But let me say, before I say my few words, that I have strong connection with the Yerushalmi, because first of all, even the Gemaras which you have here, the Yerushalmis, on the table, if you notice, they were printed and published by the Daf HaYomi, Vaad Lachutzis Daf HaYomi of Agudas Yisrael, and the years Tuf Shin Nun Gimel, where I still was the chairman of that Vaad. I was the founder of the Vaad of Daf HaYomi in the United States, and at the last Siyum HaShas, I gave share the opportunity that Al Razayim make someone new, a younger man chairman, which should be a symbol to other people that they should make room for younger people. It's not always good to sit for 20, 30, 40 years on the same chair. Give an opportunity to someone else too. I didn't see many follow my example, but I'm glad that I did it, and I was the chairman and the organizer of the first Siyum of Daf HaYomi on Yerushalmi in New York. It was a very successful Siyum. We had beautiful, many worthy, great rabbonim from the soil from all over the world. We had more than 1,000 people at the Siyum. And I remember that the Baruch Rebbe sent 200 of his bochurim to show that he wants to strengthen that he's all for the Yerushalmi. Send me a letter at that time which I should read, which I did, which I have here if you're interested, etc., etc. So my connection to Sham is quite strong. And to Rav Bechover, who I really admire what he did here, I wish him Mazel Tov to him and to all his constituency here who learned the Daf HaYomi Yerushalmi in English. It's a great thing. We need today to strengthen Yerushalayim. Don't have to tell you about it. We said Tillim before, and it's 24 hours a day we think about Yerushalayim. And learning Yerushalmi is certainly a chiduk b'chol ha'muvanim. I did not hear the siyum here which you made, I thought, but I guess that the siyum you make in the Siyum, which you make on Bavli too, which is the two Mamurim which finish Mesechtes Uktzin, from Rav Shimon Levi, and then from Rav Shimon Ben Chalachta. And the Tosfos Yom Tov questions, why don't you finish? Why don't you start first with Rav Shimon Ben Chalachta, who was a Tana, and then bring Rav Shimon Levi, who was an Amori? It's a good diuk. The answers, two, three truths. One, he says, because Rav Kimmel Chalafte is a siyum about Shulim, and they wanted to conclude Shas with Shulim, especially Shulim, which has to do with Kohanim, because the Mesechtes Brochos, which starts Shas, also speaks about Kohanim, so it's a nice siyum. So the chesim is very melepsiche. Then he says also that they want to finish with Shulim because it ends with a mem sofit. What is the meaning of it? I'll say it a little later. It's because it's a Rinya Medrash Rav. It says that the Mishnah starts with a mem, may aim aside, and finish with a mem. But the beginning is a mem pituche, and the siyum is a mem struma. But let's see altogether the Mamar of Shiva Levi. What means the handful they have a yesh? Alright, Gemur says that this is a gematria. Yesh is 310, so every tzaddik will get 310 elements. But this is not the pshat of the pusik. What means the hansu, the hava, yesh? What is the meaning, what is the word yesh? Yesh translate can mean there is existence. What means I'm giving to my oy havai, I'm giving a what? Yesh. What is a yesh? The siyum hashas, where we're finishing the whole six sidre shas, is as well as siyum on taharas. Because the last Seder which you finish, you say the Taharas. And we know that the Gemara says the Maharash Lukish in Shabbos Lamed Aleph, Ma'adr Siv, V'hoyu emina sitechu choysen yishiyos chochmas v'duas. So this is referring to the sixth Sidurim. Eminu is said as Ruim, etc. Das, last one, is Seder Taharas. And then the Gemara ends, Vafilehuche Yiras Hashem Yod. Belief. We start in Shas with Emuna. And we end Shas with Das. So it will look that the main thing is Das. Because Emuna leads us to Das. So Rashi says, no. That's why the Gemara ends, Yiras Hashem, Hiyo, Itzure, Afilu Huche. Although it looks like we end with Das, no. The main thing is not Das. The main thing is Emunah. And as we say in Pirkei Seuvos, that Yiras Shemayim is Kodemus LeChochma. What does this mean? If I have a few minutes, I'll explain to you. We have in the beginning of Bereshis the Ninyan of Chet Hadas. Eitz Hadas, Chavod it, Sheit. And then came very interesting the Rebbein Shloim starts ask Udemin, and then he asked Chavod, did you eat from that? What was Chavod's answer? Hanochash hisiyani v'oichal. If we read in the Pusik, the Nuchash came to Chavod, and he said, two things. One, he says, Chava said, we cannot eat from this tree, because the Rebbeinu Shalom said that the day when we will eat it, we will die. So the Noche said, no, you will not die. In other words, that was a chushi beike. The second thing he said, you know, when you eat this tree, you will become like God. You'll get das, and you'll get like the Rebbeinu Shloimeh. That was the second what the Nuchesh said. So the Nuchesh came here with two arguments. One argument was, it's hard to believe today when you stand that the Rebbeinu Shloimeh spoke to the Nachash, and the Rebbeinu Shloimeh spoke to Chavin, spoke to Udom. How could there be question in Emunah? But we know that the Rebbeinu Shloimeh creates us this way, that the greater we are, that more we are than the Yetzer Hara is greater. That otherwise will be no Breira. That's why you found that the greatest people, Elisha ben Avoyer, became, whatever he did. Although he knew he was one of the most important Gedolim in the world. So the Nuchesh tried to say to Chava, there is no such things. There's no Rebbeinu. Forget about it. You're not dying. But the whole thing is, as you use, baloney. The second thing you said, to blow up her ego. He said, you will eat it, you'll be just as great as the Rebbeinu. To inflate her, to bring gaiva in her. The Ravid says, what means Anuchash Hisiyani? Hisiyani, a very strange word in the terms. He says, Hisiyani is a word which contains two words. The first is Hayesh, and the second is Ani. Hayesh questions the whole thing if there is a Yesh. Some say, let's live with us dying. We have today 20 people in the world. We lived for 60, 70 years, a communist regime whose dogma was, let's live with us dying. Don't believe in those things. There's no Yesh. So he wanted one to question the Yesh, and then he wanted to build up the Ani, her own importance. You eat the pri, you have das. Yeshu, you'll be just like Kaviyu. So the Rebbeinu Shloimeh wanted to help Rachmov. That these two things should not have an effect on humanity. So what did he do? He added an os. There is an os which is called Dalit. The os Dalit is Maramis Anubit. First of all, because Dal means low. Besides that, Yuvat HaMelech was created by 70 years which were left over from Udon, or not left over, got it from Udon, tradition, needed another to build him up. So the first letter they gave him was Dalit, because Dalit is the Osa Anubi. The second letter Yuvat got was a Vuf. The Vuf is a Vuf am Kasheret with the Rebbeinu Shloimeh. You do it with the Rebbeinu Shloimeh through a Vuf. That's why it's called Gubei Huamudim. That's why all the Sefer Torah and every Seder starts with a Vuv. But they wanted to fortify him that after he becomes Melech, where you need a little bit guided as a Melech, he should still be a Nonev. So they ended the last letter in the name also Dalit. So you see that the Dalit is also a Nonev. So in the Hayesh, in the Yesh, and on the Dani, the Rebbein Shlomo added a Dalit to each word. To Yesh, with a Dalit, became She and Dalit Yud, one of the Shemus Rebbein Shlomo. In the Ani, he added the Dalit, it became Aleph Dalit Nun Yud, which is the Shem which we use for Rebbein Shlomo. That's how he changed to pick the whole the Rachmo from two words which were not good. He created Shemus Rebbein Shlomo. That's why Dovid HaMelech says, "Aro Nimchu Hashem Ki Dilisuni," because he gave me $2 in these two words. So you see that a tzaddik, if he's a onov, he can still have the yesh. The yesh is, and the yesh becomes a shem. That's Moshe Rabbeinu asked the Meraglim, when you go to Eretz Yisrael, look the hayesh shom etz. Hayesh is the Saman Rashi says that means a tzaddik im ayin. Or Ayin is the Oisis Ami. We have again the same two words, says the Tzaddik. Now we understand why Sil Hanchil, the Havav to Rebbein Shlomo, said, "My Harem, I give the Yesh." You know now what Yesh means, what Yesh can be. We only question why was this said by Yeshua ben Levi. You know, in Shas, Rabbi Shua ben Levi had three things. First of all, he had a tattoo. His father was Levi ben Susi, but I don't want to take your time now to speak about that. He himself, the Gemara says, it's never, he went to the Gan Eden, Bechayev, and came out Bechayev. He went to the Gan Eden, it's very unique. But he did, he came. The same thing, he also, his son did the same thing. He will tell us in Bukhbasa that his son got sick and he died, and then he came back from the other world. So they asked him all, what's going on in the other world? He said, Oilam Hufachu Yisi. I saw a yoyim let mapte with achtoinim lemale. So you see, Rav Shua ben Levi is a man who knows the oilim habit now. So he is Rui, he can say this mama, the hankla hal of yesh, he knows what he's talking about, he knows what it is. The mem, I want to conclude with it, but I think it's late. Is we know the Gemara says that mem, where is the mem? The marbe hamisru is a symbol of geula. In the mem pesuchu is chomers and shelaim asher hein perutzin is bekeret. So the Mishnah book, the Nesir Mashas shows us, we hope that it will end in Meshulayim with the men's Sgura with amendment, as we say, because this will be the guarantee that the Chomesh HaShalayim will be always solid and not open. And today we know what that means. We don't have to read Medrashim. We just have to open the papers and read it. I had more to say, but I don't want to hold you. You will think that all the New Yorkers speak so long. I want to tell you that it's not so. You can invite us again. You'll show we can give a brief speech too. I wish you all to the virtually health. You make many siyum on your Shalmi and on Bavli, and comes to these siyum in which I said they're both equal. Same siyum on Bavli, same siyum in your Shalmi. Eventually to help him, that we should make a seal in Yerushalayim with Mashiach and Mashiach. Amen. Amen.
Our next speaker is Harav Yitzchak Sender, Rosh Yeshiva at Beis Medrash LaTorah, who is well known to this audience. He's the mechaber of many widely acclaimed svarim, including on davening, the Haggadah, Kiddush HaChodesh, Ol Rego, and Nevuah and Nevi'im. Harav Agon, Harav Sender.
I find myself a little perplexed this evening. Hazal tell us, Hani Baboy Kipshoi, the Achle Nahami in Nahama. The Baboyim are Kipshin because they eat bread with bread. I thought Yerushalmi is a little smarter. Here we have a Drosha after another Drosha, so we're stuck with Droshas. Very applicable that this siyum should take place during the 3 weeks. The Tavrika Rav explains when we make a siyum why we mention all the names of Rav Papa's son. We all attended Siyumim, we see a list of 10 sons of Rav Papa. What message is there in mentioning their names? And he points out that 10 places in Shas that we have a machlokas between two Tanoim or two Amoroim. And Rav Papa came along and he said, Yilcho Neimer L'Tabayi. Let's make a Peshara. Let's make some type of act of peace and conclude with both opinions. Rav Papa was a man who strived to make peace. A seal is geared with the words Hashem Oz Amo Yifem Hashem Yivorek Asamu Vashalom. A siyum personifies Shalom. And if we came tonight together, and if you look in the audience, and you see the wide spectrum of the audience from all walks of life, in our community, we join together. This is personified Shalom. And if the Churban Beis Hamikdash was destroyed because of Sinas Chinam, our act tonight is Masakim Gatchet. This was then we should be Zeichet to be a Spirit Tzedek in the Hero of the Amen.
Oh,
yeah, that's not the end of the track.
There is a very obvious question here. We're making a seal under Yerushalmi. Isn't there enough of Babli to learn Yerushalmi? Do we know that much? Do we know all of Babli? Do we know all of Shulchan Aruch? Do we all know all of Mishnayos? What's up in Zavtzuga Shepherds of Yerushalmi? Why did we undertake this task of learning Yerushalmi when there is so much more to learn? In the early 40s, there was a meeting in Cincinnati in the Agudas HaRabbanim. And Rav Pinchas Teitz got up and he made the statement, doesn't it, Europe, we live in America today, and we have to have a different approach, and we have to look the other way on some issues. Doesn't it, Europe? And Rabban Kotler was sitting in the audience, he jumped up and he says, Nein, we have to follow the same way we did in Europe. A little later, Rabbi Eliezer Silber, as the host rabbi, got up and made the following statement. Rav Teitz is right, and Rabbi Kotler is right. There is a halacha that we go after the road. But sometimes if we don't know what the issue is to be resolved, then we go after the majority, and we're makel. And yet, there is halacha by Parah Haduma. If the Parah Haduma has two black hairs, then the Parah Haduma is possible. And the question could be asked, why don't we go after the rogue? Why don't we go after the majority? The majority of the hairs were red. So if we have two black hairs, it should be Buffalo Barrow. Why don't we go after the majority? And he answered, because we're talking here about Tumas Aveda, and Taharis is Neshamas of Ben Yisrael. When we deal with Kiddush and Tahara, then we have to have higher standards. We have to live with a higher standard. When Klal Yisrael received the Torah, he began to teach the Bnei Yisrael to Klal Yisrael to Moshe Rabbeinu Parshas Mishpatim. And the beginning of Mishpatim begins with the Din of Avodim, and then the Din of Shor Shanarach HaSaporah. Dinim of the Zikin, very complicated and hard concepts to comprehend. And when we start with children, we also start Babikamim, Hakainis, Elunitsias. The obvious question is, why do we start with these gemaras? Why was it when Rabbeinu Shalom took out a nation from Mitzrayim that were enslaved 400 years? And he began to teach him Torah. If we were there, what would we teach him? We would teach him the dinim of Krishna. We would teach him the dinim of film. We'd teach him the brachas, Birchas HaMazon, the Orach Chaim dinim. And what does Rabbeinu Shalom teach them? Avodim Shor Shanogah. When Klal Yisrael accepted the Torah and said Nasu B'Nishma, a miracle happened. All the blind became seeing. All the deaf became hearing. All the sick people became well. And one would say the reason is that's a reward for being a Kabbal Gatavit. That's not the reason.
What the reason is because Rabbi Nishalayim wanted a healthy nation, a healthy mind and spirit. I don't want sick people hanging on to the Torah as a method of survival. Torah was taught with Shor Shanoga Chasapora. We teach the children Shor Shanoga Chasapora because there are higher standards. We have to live by higher standards, and if the Yerushalmis are nice mitzvah, and if nobody deals with this particular subject, then we have to show higher standards. To be able to raise the level and standards of Klal Yisrael to undertake the learning of Yerushalmi. The question is, why don't we learn Yerushalmi? Why is Yerushalmi so neglected? And the answer is very obvious. Because we don't have any Rashi. We don't have any Rishonim. How do we learn Gemara? Above and beyond our scroll. We don't have, without Rashi, how could we learn? Without the Rishonim, the Ritva that came out from Moshe Rav Kook and opened up a world, we don't understand the Gemara. Then we don't have this Rishonim for Yerushalmi, and therefore we don't have this Rishonim Rishonim. It's a closed book for us. Again, the question is, why don't we have the Rishonim? Why didn't the Ritva endeavor to write a Perush on the Rishonim? Why didn't Rashi write a Perush on the Rishonim? The answer is, they didn't have the Rishonim in those days. It wasn't practical. Most of the halachas do with Mr. Satulius Boretz. They lived in Golitz. Perhaps there's a difference. I mentioned this at a different occasion, but it's applicable to tonight's event. Ibn Ezra asked a very beautiful question. Ibn Ezra asked, we have a mitzvah of Kiddush HaChodesh, and Kiddush HaChodesh affects Kol Klal Yisrael. All the young Tevim are taller on Kiddush HaChodesh. If we don't know what Rosh Chodesh is, we can't celebrate the Yom Tovim in its proper time. And yet in the Torah, the mitzvah Kiddush HaChodesh is couched only in two pesukim. And then we have a whole parsha called Matzeiros, a whole sedrin called Matzeiros that has to do with leprosy, which affects only one individual, and the mitzvah Matzeiros didn't last very long. Why for Kiddush HaChodesh we only have two pesukim, and for Matzeiros we have a whole parsha? The answer is that Matzeiros does affect us. It affects not only the individual, and it affects not only the Klal Yisrael that at that given time, but it affects us to this very day. What were the negoyim that we had by Matzeiros? There was an egg on the beggar. There was an egg out. There was a leprosy on the beggar. There was a leprosy on the skin. There was a leprosy in the house. What was going on? What was happening? What was this leprosy all about? The answer is the Rabbeinu Shalom was sending a message. The Rabbeinu Shalom was sending a message to the individual, you're not behaving in order. You're not conducting yourself the way you should be. And therefore I send you a message, in your clothes you have a beggar. There's something wrong. There's something mysteriously wrong. But if the person didn't understand that message, then he got another message, and that message was,
in his house, in the walls of his house. The walls of his house began to deteriorate. And yet the person didn't get the message. Then he got it on his own body. He was afflicted in his own body with Mitzvah, and he should have perked up and understood what was going. Something is happening. There's a message being sent. And therefore the person came to his senses and understood that the Rebbeinu Shlomo is letting me know that I'm not doing what I'm supposed to do. There was a time that we were zeichet to this. There was a time that we were zeichet to these type of messages. But while Yisrael left Mitzrayim, they were zeichet to these type of messages. But then they lost it. They became immune. They became desensitized. They could not understand, and they were deaf and they didn't hear it. We, as a people, unfortunately, have also slidden, and we slid it down, and we don't understand the messages from heaven. When Rabbeinu Shalom, after the Holocaust, when he gave us our own country, and we sent our messages to us and to the world, this is an Amanifra. Take a look at this small nation, how it defeated in 6 days mighty armies of the Arabs. Take a look at the genius of an Entebbe. The ganze Welt hat doch geschottet auch mit dem Tebbi. How many acts of genius came from this Medina? And what are we today? Blind. We grope in the darkness. We don't know where we're going because we lost it. Rabbeinu Shalom said, I give you Yerushalmi. There's Eitzris. There's Eitzris in the Yerushalmi. But you're blind. You don't deserve it. There is no Rashi because Rashi opens the eyes of what the Yerushalmi says. The Ritva and the Rishonim give us direction. Without them we would be lost. And therefore this became a closed book. Why is it a closed book? Because we don't deserve it. And therefore when Mashiach will come back, and the Eiris of Mashiach will open our eyes again to see the Eitzvahs, the direction, the messages from on high that lies behind these mamers that we have in Yerushalmi that we don't appreciate. This is what we pray for today. I wish to offer my congratulations to the Chavrei Ha'am, to the Messiah, and to the Magid Shir. And all this Russia was geared to talk about this market share. How many people will be able to undertake to teach the Yerushalmi? What type of individual you have in this market share? A man who has higher standards. As it was spelled out before, he teaches Bavli Yerushalmi, the Tzadik HaKein, Erevin, all these type of undertakings that very few people are capable of undertaking and teaching. He's opened up the eyes of his Talmidim, not only opened up the words of the Rav Tzadik and the Yerushalmi, but opened up the eyes of those who listen to him. He's a man of higher standards. And we wish him much bracha, not slacha. It's a pity that our city is losing such an individual, but the Rebbeinu Shalom should give him much hatzlacha from all his undertakings. We should be zeichet to the Orosh Shel Mashiach in these days that we need the Choma of the Churban Beis Hamikdash. Amen.
This is at 8:15. They wanted to limit my remarks here this evening, so I'll try and be brief. This is typical because we usually finish the Yerushalmi after Baruch Hu starts, in a matter of time. I could start for every extra moment. I wanted to, so I'm going to be very brief. Maybe we'll go a minute or two over time, but not more. I don't want to keep people waiting, especially since Shkia is coming. It's interesting that the siyum for Maseches Nida in the Yerushalmi is not the siyum of Seder Uktzin, but nevertheless, it fits in very well to Rabbi Besser's speech, as I will note in a few moments. In the meantime, you have on the last page of the handout, you have the Gemara. There's only one Yerushalmi on the last parak in Nida. It's not the last parak in Nida, the last parak in Yerushalmi, parak Benois Kutim, and it's at the end of the Halacha Aleph. And I just photocopied from my Gemara to show you what a relatively easy blot of Yerushalmi requires all the Gersos and changes in the Oros, which I put on the side. Anyway, the Gemara very quickly, Damnida Zohu. Damnida is Zohu, meaning it has, it's polluted. Damnida, the Dam of a Besula, Eno Zohu, is not polluted. Damnida Odom. Damnida is red. Damnida, Eno Odom, the Dam of Besulim is not red. Damnida, Minam Akor, Damnida comes from behind the cervix. Dam besulim eno minamakor. Dam besulim does not come from behind the cervix. Ela minatzad, it comes from the side. And it's interesting because Rabbi Besser spoke about the tzaddik who needs a dalit. The Yerushalmi ends with a tzaddik and a dalit. The tzaddik has a dalit in the end, and tzaddik dalit in gematria is mazel tov. So we should all be zeichet, it's a lot of good mazel. And I want to say another gematria, which was told to me in the name of Rabbi Yosef Chaim Zonnenfeld. Rabbi Yosef Chaim Zonnenfeld once went to before the High Commissioner in the mandate with Dr. Isaac Breuer to testify. And while they were sitting there, Rabbi Yosef Chaim said, "The pasuk in Haftarah Shabbos Chazon. The Haftarah says, the last pasuk says, Siyon b'mishpat kipodeh v'shoveh b'tztocha." Siyon b'mishpat kipodeh in gematria is Talmud Yerushalmi. V'shoveh b'tztocha in gematria is Talmud Bavli. And if we have time, perhaps another time we can get into that. In the meantime, I'd like to make the Hajjan before Mincha. Hajjan Talmud Yerushalmi v'ad rochelon. Dain lech Talmud Yerushalmi v'ad rochelon. Lo nisu shem noch Talmud Yerushalmi lo tisna shem inon. Lo v'amodein v'amod osi. Hajjan lech Talmud Yerushalmi v'ad rochelon. That noch Talmud Yerushalmi da tzoch alon, lo nitzin shem noch Talmud Yerushalmi, lo kisr shem non lo ba'am odem, lo ba'am odosi. Hadra loch Talmud Yerushalmi va'adroch alon, that noch Talmud Yerushalmi da tzoch alon, lo nitzin shem noch Talmud Yerushalmi, lo kisr shem non lo ba'am odem, lo ba'am odosi. Yotzom v'necho anehu hinu v'evusenu, shatet lo s'chom nosei b'lom azeh, usseim anu lom abo. Hanina bar papa, Rami bar papa, Nachman papa, Achoy bar papa, Avamori bar papa, Rafa bar papa, Rochish bar papa, Sura bar papa, Adar bar papa, Doru bar papa. Halev no no is the brace for Scorpion, Pipio, some call base self, Neakulana and Achim said, Sainim said, Sayam call base self, Colonia de Shmechamon de so secho. Moi by Tikha made him eat for self, Kilola me Lee. Ili be Tabibu Kukakul man loibosh. Lom was Kak Pudeko, Kivon Kisoni, Bukatone, Lamdeni Kukako. Amen, 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 selavoe. Modim anachu lufanecha, anelu hinu vahevu senu, shasamta chalkenu miyoshve beis amedrash, vlosamta chalkenu miyoshve konos, shonu mashkimi vheim mashkimim, onu mashkimi divei tova vheim mashkimim dvoim bitelim, onu amelim vheim amelim, onu amelim mekabrim socho, vheim amelim vheim mekabrim socho, onu otzim vheim otzim, onu otzim lchayel amabo, vheim otzim lvel shachas, shenem avatolim teidem lvel shachas, Anche domi mumirma lo yechtu yimei vaniyef tachboch. Yirotom vanecho Adonai Eloheinu kishem shazatonu lesayim Talmud Yerushalmi kein tazreinu laschil sforim achem umul saimom lilmod ulelame lishmo vlasos ulkayem eskol divrei samuto osecho biavo uschos kol atonaim v'amoroim v'tamidei chachomim Yamodlonu ulizareinu shol yomu shatorom ipinu v'yizareinu v'zera zareinu ad olom v'tizkayim bonu
Just take 1 minute, so it's one or two minutes, just very briefly. First of all, I thought, see, I should have prepared even the Kaddish, because even the Girs and the Kaddish for the Siyum is different than the Yerushalmi and the Bavli. But just really a couple of minutes for a couple of things I wanted to note, which are, first of all, thanks, a profound, profound thanks beyond words, and of course I don't have the time to say the words, especially to the Chavrei Shir who came to hear me every night, who you heard from before, and they came through thick and thin, and many times when I slept through the giving the Shir, this is a unique quality one gets, to give a Shir sleeping. They can testify that it's happened. But Baruch Hashem wasn't all the time, otherwise we wouldn't have gone through it. And I was also zeicha, and I'm grateful to the tape recorder that held out this long, and there's sample tapes on the Bima. Anybody can take a tape after we're over. Baruch Hashem, all the shas is on tape. And I would like to thank the wives of the Chavrei Shir who tolerated their husbands coming, and I'd like to thank my mother for coming here tonight to be mishpatet in the Simcha, and Achron Chaviv, without Minoshim Boel Tavorach, literally, quite literally and truly, my wife, for all the dedication, Mesiras Nefesh, in order to be able to meet, to learn and teach Torah. And beyond all that, Lahavdil, in order to be Mavdil, a different level, Shevach V'Yadoyah LaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem was mezaken me and granted me special siyata d'shmaya to be Marbitz Torah B'Rabin in the Bavli and the Chaverim, the Yushalmil's Chaverim, in our much larger and convivial Bavli. And it's been a tremendous chus all these years to grow in Torah and to be Marbitz Torah. And of course, Baruch Hu has shown me a whole tzad v'shal, his chesed and his siyata d'shmaya and his assistance. And I'm moide b'rabin to Hashem, a kol chesed asher gemalonu. Finally, it says in the Sforim about how the Yerushalmi brings about the gula, that the Bavli is the first stage, to shoveh b'ktach as the kibbutz golios. But Tzion b'mishpat tibodeh, the Beit HaMikdash was taken as a mashkon from us. And in order to be paid to the mashkon, one has to learn Yerushalmi. And the Zohar says, it's really made the Gemara and Sanhedrin, but the Zohar expressed the point that the choish machshich to the mahalich b'choishech is aidei Talmud Bavli, and the or is through Talmud Yerushalmi. And I printed out the Netziv that you have on the sheet says Talmud Yerushalmi's kedusha is higher. The Rebbe Rebunim says in Golus one has to be mahalich with Talmud Bavli because that gives us the koyach to go to the choishech. But the ultimate or comes through the Talmud Yerushalmi. That's how the gula comes about. And on a different plane, the Rebbe Yisrael Salanter says that Bizman Hazeh, we don't have access to drushes from Tanakh anymore. We can't do that anymore. And for us, Mikra is Shas and Bavli and Yerushalmi. He says it a couple of times in the Or Yisroel. As of course, Maran Reb Yisroel is telling us that in order to be Zoicha, to build and get beyond Mikra to Mishnah and Talmud, for us the minimum is Bavli and Yerushalmi. It's a great schus to be able to build on the Bavli and Yerushalmi in order to go further. It's a great schus to learn the Torah and teach the Torah, which brings about the ultimate gula, which we zeichet to that gula shlema b'mher b'yomeinu amen.
Amen.
Shul gavet mincha marv together, mircha shem right up to mincha marv. There's a collation in the hall. Thank you very much for coming. Thank you.
Make a lot of sense.
Amen. Amen.